Kenny Kirkland and Don Alias. Yes, we have a number of spaces on the WSIE guest list, and we'd like to put you there and a friend. So join us next week for your chance to be our guest at the David Sanborn Concert, August 10th at the Fox. This is 88.7 WSIE, your jazz station for the best of blues, Saturday nights at 11 with Blues Stage. And now, Kevin, this is Kevin's Waltz.
From the campus of Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, this is WSIE Edwardsville, St. Louis.
With the Bi-State's best jazz, this is 88.7 WSIE. I love jazz. That's the name of our show. I'm Don Wolf, and we have 1 hour more to go here on this gorgeous Saturday evening in Edwardsville, Illinois, and in St. Louis, Missouri. So stay with us, won't you? I love jazz. That's the name of our show. Ruth Arnold requested a little Stefan Grappelli, and for Teresa and for John, we'll dedicate these tunes in the Stefan Grappelli medley. Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss. Well, Stefan Grappelli. Ruth, I bet you thought I forgot you. That was Stefan Grappelli on the piano to begin with a nice medley of Time After Time and Two Sleepy People. And then we played a little of Sarah Vaughan, I think it's I'm Crazy to Love You. Well, we played a little Sarah Vaughan because John called and reminded me, and I did mean to share this with you myself, but it slipped my mind. But thank you, John, for reminding me. Sarah Vaughan will be on the American Masters at 9 o'clock on Channel 9, and I think that's tomorrow night, Monday night maybe. Better check your local TV guide. The more I think of it, I think it is Monday night. In any case, it's on twice this week on Channel 9. Sarah Vaughan for 1 hour, and I'm looking forward to that show, and perhaps you are too. Well, we had a little Stefan Grappelli on violin after hearing him on piano. And I thought you would enjoy the bogey tune, As Time Goes by Stefan Grappelli. What a beautiful violin Stefan Grappelli still plays. And I remember him well from when he was at Westport. And they're listening to us at Westport at the Victorian House, Nancy and A.W. Baum. If you're in the area, I'll stop by and say hello and tell them to turn their radio a little louder so you can hear it as well. Well, I love jazz. That's the name of our show. And this is WSIE with great jazz every day and every night. And we got 45 minutes of I Love Jazz left. We're going to share with you some new recordings. Before we do that, Ruth Arnold also requested a little of Buck Clayton. And I remember Johnny Johnson at the Five Church concert. Well, maybe it was Kenny Rice. Kenny Rice announced this tune, which was played by Johnny Johnson. That's what it was. As an old man, my memory begins to fade. But in any case, I do remember Kenny. And thank you, Kenny, by the way, the videotape that Reverend Millie Slack delivered to me from you this week of that fine concert is much appreciated, and I really do enjoy it. I listened to it, watched it. It's a better version than the one I already had, and I wanted you to know how much I appreciate it. Well, Pete Tall Williams, we were talking about him earlier. What a fine version of the St. Louis Blues he played at David Hines' memorial concert. We had a memorial concert for David at the funeral home, and a little unusual to hear music being played in the funeral home in front of the casket with the family there, but people enjoyed it. I did too. It was a celebration, as Mae Wheeler said time and time again, a celebration of love, a celebration of music, a celebration of jazz, and particularly a celebration of good feeling and love for the memory of David Hines, who gave so much to the jazz community here and who will be sorely missed. Anyway, the point was, and I got away from it as I often do, Johnny Johnson played a tune. Kenny Rice introduced it. He called the tune the National Anthem of East St. Louis. We're going to hear a different version than the one we heard by Johnny Johnson some time ago. This is a version for you, Ruth, by Buck Clayton, and the tune of the National Anthem of East St. Louis is After Hours.
This is the Jazz Station, 88.7 WSIE.
I love jazz, don't you? That's the name of this program. I'm Don Wolf, and this is the Bi-State's Best Jazz, 88.7 WSIE. And that was After Hours. What a group that was. Ruth Arnold, Buck Clayton, as per your request, with Billy Butterfield, Ruby Braff, not a bad trumpet section, J.C. Higginbotham on the trombone, Tyree Glenn on the trombone as well, Coleman Hawkins, Julian Dash on the tenor sax, Kenny Kersey on the piano, Steve Jordan on the guitar, Walter Page on the bass, the great bass player there, Bobby Donaldson on the drums, recorded March 5th, 1956 by Columbia Records. That was After Hours. Wow. Whew. I'll say it's the national anthem of East St. Louis. Could be my national anthem as far as I'm concerned. After Hours, well, we've got lots of more good jazz music right ahead for you. We got 33 minutes left of I Love Jazz, so stay tuned, won't you? In the meantime, we'll keep you in touch with the local jazz scene. Here is a WSIE Jazz update. Don't forget the Dixieland Jazz Party starring Sammy Gardner and his friends, Pat Joyce, Joe Berger, Jimmy Hayslip, Tommy Tucker, Denny Shear, Singleton Palmer. They're all going to be there, and so am I, tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m., one night only. Sammy Gardner and his friends at a Dixieland Jazz Party at the Days Inn at the Arch, 4th and Washington, formerly the Bel Air. It's $8 if you call Charlie Wells tonight, $10 if you wait to get your ticket tomorrow, so why don't you get it ahead of time? Call Charlie Wells, 469-0255. We've had lots of phone calls. Maybe that was because we were playing your music, Sammy. Well, I'm glad Sammy's back in town, and I can't wait to see him tomorrow night, and what a special treat it is to have with Sammy Singleton Palmer and Tommy Tucker and Jimmy Hayslip. Of course, Jimmy was with the old group. Joe Berger and Pat Joyce, of course, are great St. Louis jazz musicians. All of these fellows are. Sammy visiting his hometown from Florida with his wife Lynn, and we're anxious to see him and hope you'll join us tomorrow night. Also, don't forget, we've got a lot of fine jazz coming to our town, including tonight, the last night only for the Kennedy Brothers. We're pleased to be the hosting station here at WSIE to Just Jazz in the Hotel Majestic at 1019 Pine Street. Gorgeous downtown St. Louis. Tonight, Dick Deutsch is presenting the hot sounds of Ray and Tom Kennedy. And you better catch him because there's only two sets left. They're at 9 and 11. And then July 24th through the 27th, that's wrong. That was when the Kennedy Brothers were there. After that, starting Wednesday night, which I think is the 31st, Al Gray and his quartet will be in town. I know you're going to want to catch them for sure. And don't forget, we are pleased to welcome Oliver Lake to Duff's Restaurant for a special concert of poetry and solo saxophone. That'll be Monday night, and that's a presentation of River Styx and the Contemporary Jazz Society, the African and Afro-American Studies Department at Washington University. Tickets are available at Duff's at 393 North.